Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Can someone tell me where did the month of November go? Hey, man, time is fleeting. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of November 30th and December 1st. Mod on me. It is flying. Hey, a lot of stuff happening in December, especially we got the bear. We got buckwheat coming up. More about bears a little later on in the program. Hey, final pheasant stocking. It's for today. Now, there's not going to be any more stocking until the 17th. Birds were put out last night. These are Rack and Fin Radio at top areas, Central and South Jersey. These are ringnecks first. Collier's Mills received 200. Harrisville and Manahawk in 50 each. Manasquan 110, Medford 80, and the famous and infamous Stafford Forge 160. Down in the Southlands here, I love the Southern Tier counties. The Dix WMA 130, Glassboro Tract 100, Heiserville and Port Republic 50 each, Mad Horse 90, Millville, a.k.a. way back when known as Bevins, 340, Nantuxent and Tucko 110 each, and Winslow 140. For Greenwood and Peasley with the bobwhites, 400 each. Now, no stocking until December 17th. So between all the deer seeds, everything else going on, plenty of birds hold over. It was hilarious. They were looking at each other like, what are you doing here? Coming down the parkway, I'm going to mention which week it was. It was very recently. It was on a Friday. There's a cockbird here and a cockbird maybe 5 yards from, like in a stair down, right over, I guess they planted those pine trees, who knows, way back when, because they used to have the Port Republic Wildlife Management Area sign there, looking at each other saying, how did we get here? What are we doing? Okay, I'm thinking, I went past the exit, can't back around again. But, hey, man, birds hold over. We've seen them as late as March. So get out there and enjoy plenty of bird hunting opportunities there. As I always say, try to switch your timing. Tuesdays, go on a Monday, go on a Tuesday stocking day, not as crowded. Go on a Wednesday, go on a Friday. Unfortunately, Thursday is the new Saturday. Hey, man, coming up, we're going to be talking trout madness with Jeff Smith, owner of the incredible Lure Company. With those trout that were stocked this past week and all the holdovers from like, wow, a lot of stuff going on. Then also, care for the bear. And coming up, though, great news. Powerhouse organization just started a chapter in New Jersey. Antis, look out. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Too pumped. A lot of stuff happening in December. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
Center.
Join the Atlantic County Utility Authority in supporting local families this holiday season during their 34th annual holiday food drive. Simply place a clearly marked bag of canned goods and non-perishable food items next to your recycling can on your collection day between December 2nd and 13th. The ACUA will collect and deliver your donations to the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. That's December 2nd through the 13th. For more details, visit acua.com/food drive. Let's make a difference together.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Elections have consequences. Jersey, what? Donald Trump lost Jersey by what? 4.5, 5 points? It is going red. Let's keep the momentum going. Now, you know, we've had on Rack and Fin earlier, Jack Citarelli, Republican primary candidate. You know where I stand on that. What I like about Jack, he said right off the bat, I'm going to let the fish and wildlife people do what the fish and wildlife people do. No catering like Murphy did to the antis. I'll tell you, some very expensive court battles going on. Gentleman online right now, is just he's a president of a chapter. National and international organization is now in New Jersey, and they did a lot of funding. Again, New Jersey Outdoor Alliance Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, and the money's just not there. It need the big guns. Joining us online right now is Bob Newland, president of the newly formed Garden State chapter of, check it out, people, Safari Club International. Going to be starting. Already my $40 check for membership is in the mail. Bob Newland, how you doing? Thanks for joining us. First time Rack and Fin. How you doing, brother?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Let us see the, this is great. Listen, Safari Club International. We are going to be active, not reactive on the scene here. As you know, especially with the bear hunt, et cetera. And it's just been crazy. SCI has been at the fore with helping with the funding, big part of the funding. And the money right. talks, man. That's how you get yep. stuff done. So again, the forming of the Jersey chapter. What was the impetus?
Well, I've been involved with the Pennsylvania chapter for about 12 years now, and it's always bugged me that my home state didn't have a chapter of its own. So I was approached by National to start a chapter here in New Jersey and kind of just jumped on the opportunity. I think and the response has been overwhelming. People are coming out of the woodwork to join this chapter. It's going to be big.
Very impressive. I was at an SCI dinner over there. It was over in Lehigh, Kansas, right across the river.
Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley. And I was also at one.
After I was president of.
In my traveling days down there, I was at one, and I believe it was Houston. Hey, listen, Newland, I never saw more bolos or diamonds in my life. That was a really impressive gig down there. But again, on the seriousness of the matter, listeners, the antis, they become masters at manipulation in the courtroom, going the political way, the protests and all that stuff, that's sort of going away. They become very attuned. We need SCI and the other organizations, of course. Now we have a national lobbyist. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bob. Is that true?
That is very true. The Hunter's Embassy opened up in Washington, D.C., right on Capitol Hill. We're in Washington every day.
The importance of this cannot be stressed because things are one. Wildlife, look what's happening in Colorado, Montana, whatever. Wildlife is now being, wildlife management is being fought in the courtroom. And this is crazy.
It sure has.
And now, Bob, as again, I'm just, New Jersey, I'm telling you, we're going red. We're going to get red. I see this as a good move here for wildlife management, fisheries management. In New Jersey, again, we need, pardon the pun, the big guns that the SCI brings to the table.
Yeah, well, that bear hunt you mentioned, I actually personally spoke at that hearing down in Trenton when they were when that was on the table, and we were successful in getting that overturned and getting the bear hunt reopened. So the antis were there, like in full force. There was only a handful of hunters there. So SCI brings that to the table. We represent the hunters. All the time, every day.
Listen, we're talking bears in the next segment. But here's the thing. Okay, Tom P., we don't hunt, I know a lot of South Jersey, not a lot, but quite a few that head up to North Jersey to hunt bears. They're not only after the bears. They tried to stop the pheasant. Oh, the breeding the pheasants. The pheasants are getting Rockport's a mess. They're after this. They don't care. It's death by a thousand cuts. The antis don't care how long it takes. They want to outlaw fishing and trapping, naturally. It's in their sights daily. And some organization like Safari Club International, we have something to point back at them that has a big-ass barrel on it.
Yeah.
Which is – so the growing pains, SCI, are you seeing anything yet? It's inevitable. What's happening?
For the New Jersey chapter, not yet. No, we're doing our first meet and greet event in January, and that's when we're really becoming active. The charter was just approved last month, so it's a slow start to get things rolling, but it's happening. And like I said, the response has been overwhelming.
Newland, only last month, man. No grass grows under your ass, but you're right on it.
This is a good thing for New Jersey, and it's a good thing for New Jersey hunters especially. So,
feedback from individuals and hunting, fishing, conservation organizations. What do you got?
Well, they sent this. They sent an email out to all of the different, outdoor organizations in New Jersey, and I've heard from several of their leaders that they plan on attending our event, and they're in full support of SCI coming to New Jersey. So I think that it's going to form a bit of a coalition of all these outdoor organizations, the trappers, the bow hunters, everyone, pheasant hunters you mentioned. Everyone's going to kind of join together, and this is going to be good for the state.
And listen, here's another thing, too. Angling, fishing, fresh and salt water. RFA, which is a great lobbying group that's gone by the wayside. This is important to join. There's power in numbers. There's influence in numbers. And there's results when there's money enough money involved to get things done. Because these things, a lot of times these things are protracted, Bob. You know what I mean? That adds up.
Sure. I was contacted just yesterday by one of the anglers in New Jersey asking what SCI is going to do for fishing. and fishermen. And I said, that's been the latest talk that I've heard at the national level, is how can we get involved with the fishermen as well? So it's coming to New Jersey, too, at some point.
Yeah, Bob, we got some not-so-good news from what I'm understanding on the striper front coming up for next year. But we shall say, we're speaking with Bob Newland, president, newly minted chapter, Garden State Chapter, Safari Club International. Okay, Bob Ruggins, a heartbreak. We're going to have you on. You're going to make yourself available, too, because I'm going to have you on a lot. You get that? Okay, especially when the stuff coming up. But what do you see? Is there a target list per se already, or just the organization, say, getting things ball bearing smooth before you hit the ground running insofar as taking care of matters?
Well, obviously, we got to get up and running and get a good solid board. We've got 6 board members right now. We need to add to that, get some more manpower with us so we can accomplish more. But I've got a personal list of things that I want to tackle here in New Jersey that I think that haven't been addressed. Things like transporting firearms in your car legally, silencers on guns. How about access to public land? Making sure that stays open. These are the areas that I feel the chapter can play a role in New Jersey and help advocate for outdoorsmen.
Bob Newland, we're up against a break. President, Garden State Chapter, Safari Club International. Bob, is there a website, Facebook, contact? What's the dealio? Go.
We are in the process of setting up the website. We do have a Facebook page right now. It's a Garden State Chapter of Safari Club International. My email address is huntnewland@gmail.com. So anyone can feel free to reach out to me. That website is going to be up and running by the end of the year, for sure.
Okay, no one.
If they're interested in that event.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I heard there was food there.
If they're interested in that event, they can reach out to me for that, too. It's going to be January 10th. It's at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. There's no charge to get in. We're going to do an open bar for beer and wine. There's going to be some auction items going on, a Chinese auction, a silent auction. We've got some representatives from National coming out to speak.
Fantastic.
So it should be a good time. It's an idea, an opportunity for hunters and fishermen to get together and socialize a little bit and learn about what Safari Club is going to be about. Again, if they want to email me to let me know they're coming, we just need a head count. It's huntnewland@gmail.com.
Before I let you go, Newland, you're up there in Flemington. I know the area well. Who designed the quote-unquote improvements at a Flemington Circle? You should be beaten like a rented mule. That's my closing.
I can't answer that question. Can't answer that question. I don't know, but I promise you it wasn't me.
Well, count 2 seats in for me and my lovely Dee Marie. It's her birthday week. You talk about a maniacal hunter. Whoa, Newland, she's all excited. You take care.
All right.
This is the Thanksgiving week early. Have a happy Thanksgiving and talk to you soon. Let's get it rolling, Safari Club
Thank
International,
you.
Brother.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you. Cool guy. Great organization, man. Let's make it rock. Hey, up against the clock. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Trout Magnet. Trout being stocked all over. They were this past Monday and Tuesday. Let's get to it. Magnetize. Magnet. Make that limit happen. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station. Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. We usually apply the Second Amendment to U.S. citizens, but what about people who aren't in the country legally? A federal judge in Ohio says no. It's the case of an illegal immigrant named Carlos Serrano Restrepo, who is charged with unlawfully possessing 170 firearms. Serrano Restrepo has been residing in the U.S. for over 15 years, but he is illegal. The ATF says he lied on his federal forms when buying the weapon, saying he was a U.S. citizen. And he still must have passed the federal background checks. Serrano Restrepo's lawyers argued the case violated his Second Amendment rights, but the judge disagreed, writing that disarming unlawful migrants who have not sworn allegiance to the U.S. comports with the nation's history and tradition of firearm regulations. That's a nod to the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Chris Coleman here. It's the Black Friday sales event at Kendall, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, with up to $4,000 total cash allowance towards select 2024 Chrysler Pacifica gas models. Need a truck for work or play? Get $4,000 retail consumer cash allowance on most 2025 Ram 1500 models. Financing through Stellantis Financial ends 12-2-24. See Kendall for details. Check out their huge 100-acre lot just off exit 10 of the parkway on Stone Harbor Boulevard, and check out KendallDodge.net.
Crops need your help maintaining their vehicle that they use to transport veggies grown by Atlantic City farmers to our SNAP and WIC authorized farmers markets in Atlantic City. Crops needs this vehicle to forge a pathway for local vegetables grown by farmers in Atlantic County so nutritious food is available to everyone. Please visit cropsnj.org to learn more about their mission of alleviating food insecurity and donate. That's cropsnj.org. You could also follow along on social media at Props Nonprofit.
At the Home Depot, the holidays have arrived.
And so is all my family. So I'm working on keeping up with the laundry.
The Home Depot is here to help with Black Friday savings up to 40% off select appliances. Spend less time doing laundry with smart, efficient appliances from Samsung. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction.
Perfect. Less laundry time means more family time.
Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances at the Home Depot. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Let's face it. Winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final weekend in November, November 30th and December 1st. Full disclosure, as I mentioned, we are in the studio early in the week because the station is closed Wednesday afternoon through Friday, Thanksgiving weekend. I hope everyone's in advance. Hope everyone's weekend is going to be fantastic or was fantastic. I plan to eat and drink like a man on death row as usual. Hey, just a reminder, hunting's going crazy. We're going to be talking bears a little later on in the show, but the trout stocking, okay, that happened this week again. We're in here early. We have nine waters in the Rack and Fin Radio listening area. I know we're all over the world, whatever, but this is our area right here in the central and southern tier counties. We have Haddon Lake with 210, Rowans 100, 210 for Shawsmill, 190 East for South Vineland and Birch Grove, and 170 for the Great Ponder Lodge. Don't forget, Spring Lake and Toponimus up there, Mom at 200 each, and Shenandoah right there in Lakewood, 240. These are all still waters, as we know. And what has proven to be, unless you want to do the bait and wait, nothing wrong with that, the most, and it was designed for rivers and streams. I get that. Our next guest is going to patiently explain that. In between duck hunting, gadwalls, mallards, and wood ducks down for the man, is the effectiveness, the deadliness, lethality of this little tiny lure under afloat in still waters, especially when you have a little bit of a breeze going. Longtime friend and guest and longtime acquaintance of Rack and Fin Radio is Jeff Smith, leading lures, a.k.a. the Trout Magnet. Time to get magnetized. Jeff Smith, take a break from the blind there. Shoot those ducks. How's it going, brother?
Tom P., it is doing great. How are you doing?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock, man. Plus, I'm looking good. I'm down to maybe 380. I'm looking good. I lost a couple of pounds, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My hair is nice and silvery. So I colored it this way, people, so I look professorial. Or as the daughter of the Wildwood Fishing and Boating Expo owner and coordinator says, hey, Tom P., you look like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. Oh, yeah, this kid is horrible. Well, Jeff, let's get to we'll talk duck hunting off the air, my brother. Let's get to the lethality of the magnet in a still water situation. Guys, you can cast, it's 1/64th of an ounce. It's very tiny. You can jig it, whatever. Or, which Jeff turned me on to decades ago, which is so effective with their little styrofoam floater, or another float for that matter, as long as it's small, letting the always the autumn and early winter breezes blowing that thing along the surface, have it, you know, 12 inches, 18 inches down. Boop, boop, boop. Jeff, that horizontal presentation. The rainbows can't stand it.
They can't stand it. I saw some pictures of some fish you caught lately. That's awesome.
Run just as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the Salmonicide man. That is my answer. But, Jeff, there's still plenty of trout out from. We had a very bountiful October stocking low water. They moved the fish around. I had to switch days. They stock lakes and ponds and rivers and streams where they could. But plenty of fish still out there. Jeff, it's getting to the point more and more anglers I run into, if not having a full selection of magnets, have at least some. Some guys, you know, just go out with magnets, and that's it. Different colored heads, different color, and that's all.
Awesome.
It's just been really a cornucopia, a bellwether here. But Jeff, getting them to work, there's a learning curve in the still water process. Jeff, can you go into, again, they were designed for moving water. I get that. All those years ago.
Yeah.
You're on the White River down there. Again, listeners, yeah. Arkansas, trout in Arkansas. Damn right. Oh, those aren't trout. Those are cohos and chinooks in disguise, man. But Jeff, go into the techniques, what to do and what not to do, fishing a magnet in a still water situation.
Okay, number one, numero uno, has to be your line. If you use 4 or 6 pound test, you're just limiting the effectiveness of it and how many fish you're going to catch. You'll catch some, but the smaller the diameter you get, the more fish you're going to catch. 2 pound test is what we use.
Mm-hmm.
We use 2 pound test all the time.
And I've seen fluorocarbon tinted line. What do you got?
Yeah, so I use a 2 pound SOS line as my main line so I can cast it. It's a copolymer, but then I use a fluorocarbon tippet 100% of the time if it's sitting still. I mean, your numbers go through the roof. I don't know what it is that they see on that line, anybody's line, including ours, if it's not fluorocarbon. So 2 pound fluorocarbon leader, I've had so many people, literally, I'm going to say thousands now over the last 30 years since we've made this lure, but it's been a lot. Oh, I catch fish, and they'll go with us, and they're like, oh, okay, I wasn't catching like you were. Right? The numbers go through the roof when you start using fluorocarbon. It's not skill. It's just straight equipment. So 2 pound SOS, a 2 pound fluorocarbon leader, or any small diameter line, especially the longer the cast you have, you're going to get more distance away from you, too, with that small diameter line. Fluorocarbon leader, 18 to 20 inches. Quadruple number of fish you catch.
Okay, Dale, let me interrupt you for a second, though, because that magnet is, well, when you add the little grub tail to it, listen, we're getting to the colors. Some, I don't know who comes up with these color patterns you have, Smith, but they're phenomenal. Like, one outfishes the other, outfishes the other. Hey, man, when I'm chasing wild browns, it's the bison and only the bison. You got that, Smith?
Yeah,
so I'll talk to you about that. I'll tell you about it later. But, again, casting that, Jeff, especially with the trout magnet floats, they're a styrofoam. Would you advise, like I do, use a little tiny split shot above there?
Absolutely.
Above the magnet?
It doesn't affect it unless you use a big one. I use the one that's the size of a BB or smaller, like PSB or a BB. And that will help, you. If you use more than one, stagger them. Like put them about 6 or 8 inches apart. You can put 2 or 3 of them up your line sometimes to get it out there further. If you put them all in one spot, that typically falls faster than the lure and it makes it look unnatural until it stops,
right.
Obviously. But it just doesn't work as well. But, yeah, stagger them or put one small BB split shot about 12 inches up from that magnet. And then your styrofoam float and keep changing depth is the next thing. Light line, a float, keep changing depths. And a lake, sometimes they'll only be 2 feet deep out there in 20 foot of water.
Jeff, let me ask you, let me interrupt you a second. Most of this, except for Ponder Lodge, Pond, some of the others, the majority of the water stocked here, I mean, you're looking at a max depth maybe 6 feet. So what's good about that, though, is the waters chill faster. These fish last through next spring. So you have the, but
wow.
Yeah, pretty, a lot of times if I have it maybe 12, 14 inches down, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. And I would just say keep changing your depth because depth is crucial, but you don't know which one they're going to feed at. You know, I would start at 12, 14 inches, and then if you don't get a bite, go deeper and then start changing colors. I start with bright and have them tell me no. You know, I start with pinks and chartreuses and then go to more natural colors as they do. But for some reason, a rainbow, and every rainbow trout in the country really stock, there's very few natural ones. They like pink. They like that bright chartreuse head with a pink body. Yeah, they just do. So I start with pink. Even ones that have been in the streams for years still like that pink trout magnet.
Jeff, the holdovers, I notice on the rainbows, you have, it's like a mealworm color, like a gull. That is absolutely mealworm killer. Gold.
It is mealworm and salmon sticks. That's another color. Those two colors are my favorites for more natural bite than the bison and the black and green.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, change colors, light line. You just need an open face reel. It's not real difficult. You can use any equipment. I like a 6-foot pole so I can get more distance to shorter poles only when I'm in you know, areas where I need a short pole because of the trees around me. But, you know, that's all the equipment you need. But line is the key. It's the key.
Okay, join us on our Rockefeller line this morning. Excuse me, join us on around this. I have to do the call. That's Jeff Smith, Leland Lures, a.k.a. the Trout Magnet. It is all about, again, this winter stocking that took place. Again, we're in the studio early this week. Took place this week, the Monday and Tuesday. Trout are out there, so, and they're going to last, right? Those aren't quite going to last through the winter. Jeff, one thing I want to get back to, if you'll indulge me here. The shape of the float. Now, you're the trout magnet is almost a pear shape. Would you say correct?
Yeah.
I've seen guys out there with, you know, the round plastic bobbers, some of the bigger ones, some of the cigar floats.
Yeah.
I learned one thing. People don't want tips. Can I make a suggestion, especially when you're catching. But what they do is they come over and set up right next to you. Like, what are you doing, man? Yeah, we have 150 yards of shoreline here. Yeah, but you're catching fish. What are you using trout magnet? So am I. And so, but Jeff, a shape of the float critical?
Okay, here's what I'll say about that. You'll catch them on any float. You'll get a bite on any float, but you won't catch them on every float because they feel the tension of that float. So you have to have something that's tiny. So my float and smaller is where I would go.
Slips right under. Yep.
Yeah, so they pull it. It doesn't give them a whole lot of tension because if it gives any tension, a trout is pretty slick. He'll spit it really fast. The big red and white bobbers, if you have a small one, it'll work, but it's got to be the smallest of the smallest one of those red and white ones you've ever seen to be the right size.
Yeah, little marble bobbers. Well, Jeff, now working it, again, you have the breeze listeners, and that, when that bobs, underneath that, again, it's a horizontal, it's not face down, head down. That horizontal approach is great, but now there are instances. You ain't got no wind. You ain't got no breeze. There's not a zephyr to be found. How do you work that magnet? Do you remove the float? Just work it with a split jar by itself? What's the dealio?
I do both. I start with the float twitching it and stopping it. You made a sound earlier that I make all the time to tell people how to do it. Remember that cadence?
Yep.
That's the speed, and that's how fast you want to work it. If you're 10 feet away from me, you probably can't even tell I'm working it. That's how small the rod tip motion is. It's not a big jig. It's just shaking that rod tip. And I'll do it with a float, then I'll stop for about 5 seconds and go, make that float shake. They don't do that, then I'll take that float off because I can get deeper without the float and just work it back, slowly reeling. The only right reason I'm reeling is to make sure it doesn't touch the bottom. That's it.
Right.
And so I'm going the whole way in. I never stop at that point. And reel a little bit, and half turn. Just keeping along the bottom as much as I can and keeping my rod at about a 45 degree. Because if you have it down, you can't feel the bite.
Okay. Jeff, question two, and then I'll let you go. He's going to get back to the ducks. Oh, my God, this guy is good.
Yeah, I hear him calling right there. They're calling. I had to step away from where we're hunting.
Okay, Jeff, quick, again, back to the colors of color of the head, except for Ponder Lodge Pond here in Cape May, down by 30 miles below, so which is very cleared. The majority of the water stocked here in the southern tier county, central southern tier, is stained. Not turbid, but stained. Color recommendation, I know the gold head, the chartreuse head, even the pink head, for some reason, Jeff, all these years, only on the Delaware River, if I had luck with this, further up north there by the gap, with the silver head, for some reason, silver doesn't cut it. For these slightly stained waters in the South Jersey and Central Tier, what color pattern head would you recommend?
Tommy, you're dead on the money. Nickel is the color I use the least, if maybe never.
Yeah, silver, nickel, whatever. For some reason, it doesn't.
Yeah. Chartreuse is my number one. Gold is number two. Then I go to black. And so the contrast sometimes can be there. So those are the colors I like the most, and then I switch it up. I mean, the trout will tell you what he'll like and what he won't like. But, I stay away from the nickel.
Jeff, now in the chillier waters that we're going to have now through, you know, until the spring thaw, what have you, colors you would recommend?
Okay. Chartreuse head with a pink body is numero uno.
Now you have glitter pink and you have bubble gum. Differentiate, please.
Yeah, right. Regular pink is better. Bubble gum is my, you know, least favorite of the pinks. But that real bright pink, we just call it normal pink. And then a chartreuse with a white body is really hard to beat. Really hard to beat. And then chartreuse with black and green body, or chartreuse with, you know, salmon fix or mealworm gold. Ooh, it's really good.
That's
then,
just, yeah.
Also, I'll put a gold head with that bison can be bad deadly.
Mm-hmm. And that's been, and listen, you go to his SKUs, myriad colors, more colors than you have hair on your head. Amazing. But again, and sometimes I go out there armed. I look like Buzz Lightyear. You know, I have the thing in front of me. But I'll tell you, it's, and sometimes, they're not hitting this. I'm only getting this. Maybe hit and try something totally off the wall, and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
It's
especially
just,
in areas people are using the trout magnet. Trout magnet, you know, when they're using it a bunch and they've seen a pink trout magnet, you put a cotton candy in there or something different, they smoke it. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Well, Jeff Smith, we will let you return to the blind there in Arkansas. And thanks for joining us on Rockman. How's an incredible family, by the way?
We're blessed. We're very blessed. Lane's with me out here. He's out of school this week, so we're duck hunting this morning. And just glad to be alive. God's been good. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, listen to me. The lovely Mrs. Smith and the beautiful Zoe are in New York. You said they visited New York? Wow!
They're up there. Yeah. that let us go hunting is what that did. So they're up there doing the fun stuff they like to do. We're out here tracing around and waders and shooting ducks.
Now, listen, besides the trout magnet, there is the crappy magnet. There's just a hell of an SKU on there. But for this time of year, the trout magnet, again, you can use the power baits where you want to do the bait and weight, that's fine. If you can still get them, little killy under a small foot, that works fine. The M&M, the mealworm with the mini mallet, that works fine. But for the action, cast in, cast out, time on the water, time out. This is an endorsement. I just use them. It is the trout magnet. Now, you've been coming on Rack and Fin. We met years and years ago at ICAST. I believe it was in Las Vegas or Orlando or something. Turned me on. Actually, was turned on to me by a guy who said, I said, what the hell's that? I mean, he was taking me to the cleaners. I said, trout, what the hell's that? And then I met you like a month later. But, Jeff, the SKUs real fast. I understand you have some little marabou things coming out, or bucktails. What's the deal?
Yeah, we have the D2 jig. The D2 jig is a marabou jig. And we've used marabou for trout for years, but they don't work great. And we met a guy who we partnered with. He's been making this since the 70s, and it's bad deadly. It's a jig that has an odd-shaped head, so it falls funny, with a different type of plume marabou. And, man, we smoke them, especially on the moving water, especially when you're fishing with a lot of current. It just falls funny, especially the they like that erratic motion. The predator comes out from them that does the
CS. My check is in the mail. Morris River Rainbows, look out. Look out. Morris River Rainbows, look out. Jeff, you be safe. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. Best of the family. You take care. Thanks for joining us, spreading the word. Magnetize, people. Get magnetized. The trout are out there. Jeff, you take care, man.
God bless. Sore lip and mole.
Sore lip and mole. We'll see you. Magnetized, man. That's it. I sent him some photos. Listen, I'm fishing waters like everybody else. Trout, there's people. The magnet. And I love my, don't get me wrong, I love my power bait. I love my gulp eggs. I like it all. I just like to catch trout. Magnet, man, especially here. Especially when you have, let's see, an hour and a half. I have an hour and a half. I want to catch fish. You know, going as well. Yeah, nice seed birds. I have an hour and a half to go. Get magnetized, man. Grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Care for the bear time. Yeah, bear season is going to be up 9 days. 9 days from Saturday. It's going to open up. Bruin Central. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with President-elect Donald Trump in Florida. The meeting in response to Trump's promised 25% tariff on imports unless Canada curbs the stem of illegal migrants and drugs into the U.S. French President Emmanuel Macron Friday unveiling the renovated Notre Dame Cathedral 5 years after a fire devastated the 800-year-old structure.
At a cost of more than $750 million funded by donations from 100 150 countries. According to French media, its restored interior was revealed to the world.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett. The cathedral opens to the public the first weekend of December. Amazon workers in 20 countries on strike through Cyber Monday, seeking better pay and unionization. In a statement, Amazon said the online retailer offers great pay and opportunities. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, breezy with plenty of sunshine with a high of 41. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 22. Tomorrow, breezy with a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 44. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies in the area with a low of 22. On Monday, sunny much of the time with a high of 43. Monday night, mainly clear skies in the area, low 23. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
It is time to be aware of the bear. Yeah, 9 days, the second portion segment B of the New Jersey Black Bear season opens. Now, segment A, I would say, was a pretty resounding success. We had 397 Bruins brought into check station. Had all the special regulations, can't shoot anything over 75 pounds, blah, blah, blah. Page 46 to 48 in the Hunting and Trapping Digest. All the information's there. We're 96 short of that number, and I think this coming week, at the week of the hunt, that's going to be, that's during shotgun week, okay? It's going to be the 9th through the 14th. I still call it shotgun week for the buck week down here in the South Jersey tier counties. But the snow, Tom P., Sussex County, High Point, 20 inches. Who had 12? Who had 14? Still plenty of bears around there. Not afraid of the snow. It's moderating temperatures, so there will be Bruins around. Segment B, again, the 9th to the 14th, shotgun and muzzle loader only. Hunting hours, half hour before sunrise, half hour before sunset, and permits are still available. My thing is, care for the bear. Bears themselves, the physical makeup, one, they can be tough to bring down, right? Good shot placement, whatever. You're going to get them, no problem with that. But insofar as your physical nature, you ever see a skinned bear? It looks like a grotesquely built, like, bodybuilder. Unbelievable. It's like, whoa. They are tough animals, and the most important thing is the fat layer on there, cooling the bear down. A lot of stuff involved with downing the bear, eviscerating it properly, getting it to a butcher, or if you want to do it yourself, have someone who knows what they're doing do it. So I said, hey, man, I just had some bear sausage the other night. Out of this world. And I'm Italian, so I know sausage. I'm sausage, as we say it. I know sausage. Out. And I lived in Maine. Shot bears. This is the best bear sausage I ever had. Found out it came from a butcher up there in Warren County. Tom the Butcher there, Washington, there in Warren County, up there by Merrill Creek Reservoir, Washington, you know, just north of Clinton. Got Tom on the phone. Tom, let's take care of the bear, because sometimes there is not too good care of the bear taken in the field, which hence turns into a bad dining experience. Tom, how you doing? Thanks for joining us, man. I know I get a little wordy when it comes to the bears, but, man, that's it. Hey, great sausage there, brother. Great sausage. Is that your family recipe or what?
Yes, it is. We take a lot of pride in what we do here.
It's Tom Sibniewski, and the thing is, he's been doing this. He took over from his dad, I understand, in 2007, correct?
Correct, yep.
Now, you also do, besides bear, you do deer, elk, moose, the whole nine yards?
Yeah, we'll pretty much cut up anything. It solely started as a deer processing facility, and then we branched off from there, and then with the bear season starting up, getting pretty hot and heavy, we started doing the bears.
And Tom, the thing with the bears, again, gutting them in the field, getting everything out, you have to leave the reproductive organs intact so you can be quartered. Getting the bear, Tom, the do's and don'ts, I've seen some bears that you wonder if they're going to get any meat out of this thing done. You know, the body heat, as for the fat layer, the fur, the coat. Go into the proper care of the bear, my brother.
Well, once the bear is down, you need to field dress the bear, get all the innards out. The best you can, get it to the check station ASAP, and then get it over to us as soon as you can. These bears, they're eating approximately 20,000 calories a day, building up the fat because, you know, they're preparing for a winter where they have to go in and they use up the fat while they're hibernating.
Right.
Not all bears do hibernate, but a lot of them do. So the fat content on these animals is extreme. You need to get the fat off of them. You need to get the hide off of them as soon as you can. Even if you're doing it yourself, you got to get it skinned right away and get the fat off the body.
Tom, I've been to numerous check stations over the years, bear check stations, and seeing, again, predicated on the size of the bear, what its diet was, fat layers vary widely, do they not?
Absolutely. It depends. For instance, a sow, a pregnant sow this time of year is going to have more fat than a boar will because she needs to give birth, she's going to start nursing, and she's going to have more fat on her. As far as all bears this time of year do have a ton of fat. I've seen them as much as 6 or 7 inches on the back.
What? Seven inches?
Oh, yeah. I've got pictures. If we ever meet, I got pictures I can show you. You would shake your head.
Does the fat have anything? You always hear about, and I've been in Maine, this old time, they called it a camp. This guy had this little cabin in the woods. Retiree, was a full-time trapper. I'll never forget when he'd let us hunt his property there, had some deer there. And he made the best cinnamon donuts with bear fat.
They render it down.
Yeah, render it down. He had bottles up there on the little shelf. And it's supposed to have medicinal things too, I guess, that holistic stuff, but it's very versatile, the fat itself, is it not? But you have to get that off before you butcher it, correct?
Yeah, you want to get it off because fat is an insulator and it retains the body heat. So you can take it off and render it down. People use it as waterproofing for their boots. They actually render it down to make soap. There's a lot of stuff you can do with it, but you got to get it off the muscle. So proper care, get it to a butcher, get it home. Just putting a couple bags of ice inside your bear after you kill it is not cooling at all.
Tom, I was just going to ask you that. As one guy, I forget how many years ago it was before it was stopped and started. He had a nice size bear, 350, maybe 4, and had 4 or 5 bags of ice in it. He was going to be going from Wantage, just below High Point, all the way down. I'm not going to mention a county, but it's way low in the state. I said, and that's all right. He said, oh, it'll be fine. I got someone down here to cut it up.
Yeah.
I didn't say, you don't want to.
I tell them get them to me within a couple hours because I have a couple friends of mine that help me out skinning, and they've skinned through the night. We had 25 bears, I think, come in the first day of segment A, and they all got skinned. Everything got skinned. Everything was put in a cooler at 35 degrees and cooled off. We didn't lose any of them.
Join us on the Rack and Fin line this morning is Tom Sipnewski. Tom the Butcher up there in Washington and Warren County. Care for the bear. Bear season, they'll be going on the second segment, segment B. 9 days from now, 9 through the 14th. Tom, I'll tell you, we were up there recently. We were Warren up high as High Point was, but snow is totally manageable. And I've seen bears in a foot of snow. So I really don't think maybe some sows might be denned, but I don't know, man. I think we're going to get through that 96 animal on top last year's harvest.
We should. I mean, we got 4 inches of snow here a couple days ago, but there's nothing here now. So everything's cleared up, and we're going to get some rain, I think, Tuesday and Thursday. So,
yep. Tom, one question that I get asked, and, again, deer, bear, whatever, just round numbers. Okay, you get a 400-pound Bruin, okay? That's gutted weight. Between hide and how much meat is boned or whatever? Deboned. How much meat is reasonably expected? Is it the 20%, 30% like a deer? Do you get 50%?
I can tell you this. I had a guy bring one in, field dressed. It was 402. By the time we skinned it and took its head off, that's how we weigh them for processing. Once it's skinned and the head is removed, we were down to 274. So he had a big old head on him and with the hide and.
Yep.
So we're down to 274. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to get 50. You're definitely not getting 50% back.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fat. You got bone. You got to take all the glands and everything out. But every bear is different, just like every human being is built different. You know what I mean?
Yep. Tom, Tom, listen, one of the most common mistake or probably the gravest mistake you see being made when a bear comes to you that was, gutted. You must see some nightmares on occasion, no?
Yeah, it's the most common thing is guys get excited. They want to take their pictures and everything. Just, take the bladder and rectum out. That's the main thing. I mean, nobody wants that left in anything you're going to eat. You know what I mean?
And Tom, reasonably expected, Bears in, Bears out. From drop-off at Tom the Butcher's to, hey, your Bears ready, come and get it. What are you looking at? Well, again, that's predicated on how many come in. I get that. But what's a reasonable amount of time?
Well, segment A last year, this past in October, we took in. I actually shut my doors. We took 65 in. I turned 14 away, just because I had so many deer coming in. Also, and you can only cut bears on certain days and deer on certain days because you know you can't mix the meat up. 65 bears. I had them all cut. I had them all done within 9 days.
Tom, reasonable cuts. I mean, is it just, again, roast steaks, what have you, do sausage, everything extra? And what do what do you make the sausage with? What, pork? What?
Yes, there's pork. There's once the fat's removed from the bear, and then pork fat is added in to make the sausage. We do the steaks, roast, loins, chops, whatever, however you want for the basic cuts. As far as specialties, sweet sausage, hot sausage, breakfast sausage, bratwurst, cheddar bratwurst, bacon ground. That's what we do. The one thing I do
is Sipnoosie, stop it right there, man. You're making me sweat here, bro. Oh man, does that sound good?
The main thing I tell people is you need to cook bear meat. So I tell them crock pot stuff, you can't eat it rare. There is a thing called trichinosis that is in 50% of bears. It comes from eating, you know, there are scavengers too, so it comes from eating dead stuff and you need to cook it. 165, cook it, you're good, you got nothing to worry about.
I mean, that's associated with hogs, with boars. Tom, the safe cooking temperature, 170, 165, 170, 175. What do you think?
Yeah,
internal temperature.
I think it's 165. I'm pretty sure. I just tell people, throw in a crock pot, you know what I mean? And you'll be good to go.
Tom, the most common cuts, though, what are they?
As far as the specialty stuff, we make more sausage. Thousands of pounds.
I'm telling you, man, and it was like a wagon wheel. I think if I unstretched this, it would go from here in Northfield, Atlantic County, probably up to, I'd say, Denville and Morris County. That was a hell of a wheel there, bro.
Yeah, I also want to emphasize, we do not sell. This is a service provided for the hunters. We don't sell. This is not a retail store. You can't come in here and buy venison. You can't come in here and buy bear. It's custom cut for your animal, and that's how we roll.
Okay, joining us online is Tom Sipnoosie, Tom the Butcher up there in Washington, Warren County. Bear season coming up, 9 days, man. It's going to go to 14. And there are plenty of Bruins out there, permits still available. You know, and I got, we're going to Maine for bear. That's fine. We're going to Newfoundland, as I said. Newfoundland for bear. We're going to Saskatchewan. We have bigger bears here, man. Tom, what's the biggest bear you have brought in?
The biggest one that came in this past year, weight-wise, it was Brian Melvin's. I think you even talked to him.
Oh, Brian! Yeah, man! Oh, shout out to Melvin! Well, now he's busy getting Pope and young deers. I don't know what the hell. That guy's amazing.
He's a killer.
that was 700-something pounds?
Yeah, that was a big one. We took several that were high sixes. They killed one last year down here that made the books. The skull was huge on it. That was mid to high sixes. They're big animals.
Listen to me. Size of the bear make a difference in the toughness of the meat, or is it how it's prepared?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Ideal bear, if you want to eat a bear, the ideal bear to shoot is a 200-pounder. You shoot a 200-pound bear, you'll have a good eating. Not that the big ones aren't, but some of these bears have been walking around the state for 20 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Like, I wonder how old Melvin's bear was. That thing.
I don't know. He was live weight. They said he was 900, so or close to it. So
I had a friend of mine call from Montana. He says, "Dude, this is a second or third call over the day. He says, your black bears are bigger than most of our grizzlies." He's up there right on the other side of Spokane, right in there by Heron, Montana. And that's bear country up there.
some of these taxidermists, actually, when they order the forms, they got to order grizzly forms and shave them down. The grizzlies have a hump on their back. Black bears don't. But just so they can make the forms.
Okay, Tom, listen, give your address and phone number, please. Listeners, it is Tom the Butcher and deer as well. Bear season's coming up. You got a bear. Yep. You're up there in the northern tier counties, Morris, Sussex, Passaic. He is the man. He is.
We're at 193 Harmony Brasscastle Road, Washington, New Jersey, 07882. And the phone number is 908-689-7440.
Harmony Brasscastle Road. I fished Brasscastle Brook. Are you kidding me? You're right there?
It's right up by Merrill Creek Reservoir up Montana Mountain.
Woo. Hey, listen, real fast. A lot of snow geese still up there? Talk to me.
I haven't seen too. They do come around. I haven't seen any too many yet, but they will be here shortly, I'm sure.
Absolutely. One more time with that phone number, please, and let's rock. Go.
908-689-7440.
God spares. I'll be seeing you sometime during the week of the 9th and the 14th. Now, I'll be bringing in my, I hope. We shall see. You take care, Tom. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you.
You whack them, we pack them.
See you. Bye. Tom the Butcher, rave reviews. Of course, you always crux. You always back check. Nothing but rave reviews. People who cut up bears and do it well are not common. I mean, guys that do their own, that's fine. But for people like me, I stopped cutting deer and stuff years ago, leaving my thumbs in a meatloaf. You know, forget that. But yeah, bear's an entirely different dealio when it comes to the butchering process. Okay, man, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Going to wrap it up on Rockin' Fin Radio. Next segment.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Let's talk about hunger during the holidays. Regular people like you and me can make a difference right now. Every day at the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, we work to fill the emptiness caused by hunger with food, help, and hope. An emptiness felt even more during the holidays. We can make the holidays better for our neighbors in need. Join us. Go to cfbnj.org now to donate today.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's the week of Thanksgiving, so you're a little busy. Here's something you can check off your list. Holiday shopping at Macy's. Because Black Friday is happening right now, you don't have to wait until Friday to get the season's best savings on the best gifts. You don't even have to wait until the end of this message. Head over to Macy's now and save big. If you go to Macy's.com, you can get your gifts shipped for free when you spend $25 or more. That's one less thing on your to-do list. Exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
That'll do it for me, Tom P. Thanksgiving week and the weekend of, November 30th and December 1st. A shout out to the great Pop Kish of the Captain Cal 2 fame up there in Belmar. I think 89th birthday. Man, I'll tell you. He is just protean. He just keeps going. I'm telling you, man, that's the Hungarian antecedents. That part of the world, man, they are a tough Pop Kish. Happy, happy birthday. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy. Remember, Thanksgiving, another year coming to a close. As my lovely Dee Marie, it was a birthday week as well, says, you're not promised tomorrow. Please, if you have the opportunity, get out and enjoy. Get someone else involved in the outdoors as well, especially youngsters. Someone that's old doesn't get a chance to get out. Share the outdoors. It's a wonderful place to be. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Leftover turkey has no chance.